Well, it's February the 8th, 2019, and this is your weekly word. Deoxyribonucleic acid, a nucleic acid found in all living things, better known as DNA. In 2017, consumer DNA testing blew up. More people took a DNA test than in all previous years combined. The marketplace is literally exploding with companies offering these tests. This year, Ancestry.com sold 1.5 million of its genetic testing kits over Black Friday weekend alone. They have over 3 million paying subscribers and with over 20 million people in its consumer network with 20 billion records from 80 different countries. There are many other companies offering DNA testing, but Ancestry is by far the largest and easiest to get data from, so that's my reason for quoting their numbers. Well, statistics show that one in every 25 people in our country have had their DNA tested, and market forecasters are predicting that the DNA market will triple by 2022. As I was reading these different findings, I had to ask myself, what is generating this incredible growth pattern? And at this moment, you may be asking yourself, why is Linda spending her 7 minutes this week talking about DNA? And that's a fair question. And my answer to you is because it's one of the fastest growing interests in our nation. And I believe it's of vast importance for us as Christians to be aware of what's going on around us, what people are interested in, what they're having conversations about. If we don't stay current and relative regarding what's going on, I question if we can expect people to respect our thoughts and input. I'm definitely not suggesting that we need to be an authority on DNA to be a good ambassador for Christ, but I am suggesting that as his followers, we need to always be expecting and looking for the divine appointments he has set up for us every single day. God doesn't waste the time he's given us on this earth. He wants us to use it to further his kingdom and glorify his son. So as my interest in this subject grew, my mind went deeper into the cause of this rapidly growing market. I realized that it's interesting to me because of my years as a stockbroker. But more than that, I realized how desperately people are searching for their identity. They want to know who they really are, where they came from. The key, to success in the financial world is to identify a need and figure out a way to fill it. Well, dear precious friends, as followers of Christ, we know how to fill the needs of those who are seeking their identity. And it's ours to give them for free. Whether their great-great-grandfather was a Cherokee chief or a household slave to a plantation owner or the 13th, fourth cousin of George Washington, that information doesn't tell them who they really are. But the Bible does. In Matthew 28:19, we're clearly told that we're to go and make disciples of all nations. And what does it mean to make disciples? Well, a disciple is a follower of Jesus Christ, a person who has accepted him as their Lord and Savior. And the Lord has told us clearly that when we have accepted him and he's our Lord and Savior, then we are to tell others about him. We have the answer to the need that people have. We can tell them who they were created to be. I am certainly not saying that it's wrong to get your DNA tested. What I am trying to say is that people have a desperate need to know who they are and what their purpose is. And as followers of Christ, we have the amazing opportunity to fill that need by telling them who God created them to be. There are so many scriptures where God tells us the truth of who we are when we become his children. Some of those are found in Ephesians 1:7, where it says we are forgiven and all our sins are washed away. Jeremiah 31:3, we are loved with an everlasting love. Matthew 5:13-14, we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. 1 Corinthians 1:13, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:17, we are a new creation. Ephesians 2:10, we are God's workmanship. Revelation 21:7, we are victorious. Psalm 17:8, we are the apple of our Father's eye. Romans 8:37, we are super conquerors through Christ. 1 Thessalonians 1:4, we are beloved and chosen of God. 2 Corinthians 5:20, we are ambassadors for Christ. Ancestry.com spent more than $100 million on marketing their product in 2018. How do we market our relationship with Jesus Christ? Well, I believe it's by the way we live our lives. Do folks see something in us that they want? Oh, how I pray that my life reflects the peace and joy that comes from the presence of the Holy Spirit living in me. My friends, we are God's marketing tool for His kingdom. Do they see the fruit of the Holy Spirit in us? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. If so, God will set up divine appointments with them, and we can tell them about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the answer to who they are. I love you guys. Bye.